Welcome to the Battle Drill Devotional Podcast with Captain Rob Westwood Payne.
Today is Monday the 8th of April. This week on the Battle Drill Devotional Podcast, we explore what it means to be shining lights in a dark world, showing God's love and grace with those we come into contact with. Our Bible reading today is Romans chapter 12, and verses 1 to 2, a living sacrifice to God. And so, dear brothers and sisters, I plead with you to give your bodies to God because of all he has done for you. Let them be a living and holy sacrifice, the kind he will find acceptable. This is truly the way to worship him. Don't copy the behavior and customs of this world, but let God transform you into a new person by changing the way you think. Then you will learn to know God's will for you, which is good and pleasing and perfect. Have you ever found yourself totally in the dark? What a difference switching on a light or lighting a candle can make in that situation. Suddenly, the world looks very different. In the darkness of our world, when hope seems fleeting, as Jesus' followers, we are called to be beacons of light. The Salvation Army seeks to exemplify this through our unwavering commitment to service and to love. Today, we pause for a few moments to consider the essence of our Christian identity, being a beacon of hope. Not just within the walls of our church buildings, but out in wider society. Paul implores us not to conform to the pattern of this world, but to be transformed by the renewing of our minds. This transformation is a call to action, to live out our faith through everyday gestures of kindness and humility. It's about countering evil with good, not just in grand heroic acts, but in the simple moments of our day-to-day lives. When we choose to show patience in traffic, when we choose to show kindness to those who serve us, when we choose to show understanding towards difficult colleagues, we're reflecting the light of Christ. Now, this commitment to a daily embodiment of faith isn't for the faint-hearted. It demands courage and persistence. But if we stick with it and consistently radiate God's love in our actions, we truly become beacons of hope to those around us. As you think through these thoughts today, you might want to use this reflection question to help you. How can I embody the qualities of hope and kindness in my daily interactions to become a beacon of God's love? I hope you'll join me tomorrow for another Battle Drill Daily Devotional, as we think about the power of everyday grace.
If you would like to subscribe to Captain Rob's Battle Drill Devotional, wherever you choose to listen to podcasts, or if you'd like to receive them direct to your inbox, head to www.equippinghispeople.com/devotional and follow the instructions.